you visit Thief River Falls, you may ask, who or what is the thief behind this river and this town? There are several stories about that, plus much more, about a city that is a hub of business and commerce in northwestern Minnesota. It's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You won't find the falls at Thief River Falls, Minnesota, but there once was one.
We did have a falls here. They dammed it when the village began because they were going to use it for power for a lumber mill.
Faye Torkelson-Auchinpah shares the story from her hometown in northwestern Minnesota. That still leaves some to wonder, what about the name Thief River? While there are competing stories, the one that seems to get the most notoriety is that the Dakota had a secret camp along the river, which was inside Ojibwe lands. Once discovered, the Ojibwe drove out the Dakota, who were stealing a spot, or perhaps were thieves of the land, so to speak, and thus the Thief River. It became a place important for lumbering.
They would sort the logs here because they would be marked where they left Red Lake as to whether it was for Crookston, Thief River, or St. Hilaire. So they would only keep those here that were for Thief River.
Here in Thief River Falls, the Thief River meets the Red Lake River, which flows from Upper and Lower Red Lake, two of the largest freshwater lakes in the country. Eventually, steamboats gave way to other types of transportation.
They ended up with railroads coming into town. The Soo Line came in the early 1900s. The Great Northern was here at one time as well.
This city remains an important hub for business and commerce in the northwestern part of the Gopher State. Traveling the countryside in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.